Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Debbie King, and she's with the Avoca Historical Society and the Sweetvale of Avoca Museum. Good morning to you, Debbie.
Good morning.
Debbie, we want to talk about a program coming up, and I understand you do these on a regular basis, but tell us about this program that's coming up, I believe, this Sunday.
Yes. The May program at the museum is called Personality.
Now that could mean a lot of things.
No, not personality. Purse.
P-U-R-S-E.
Handbag.
Okay.
We have the pleasure of having Diane Stamp. She's a motivational speaker and also an author. And she's going to solve the mystery of all times.
And that is?
She can tell you your personality by
your purse. Whoa. That is very interesting. And, you know, now with purses are just crazy. Some people own, I think, hundreds of purses. So really interesting to have somebody tackle that challenge.
And I think she has a little slant on it. And we're going to have that this Sunday. The museum opens at 1 o'clock. Her presentation starts at 1:30. No charge, but a free will donation is always welcome at the museum.
You bet. It takes a lot of money to run museums and things like that, so we hope.
We're also putting out a little spread, English tea sandwiches and tea and desserts. So it will be a fun afternoon, and since it's springtime, it's kind of nice to go in and just have an hour or so just to have fun, be around, and listen to your friend's deepest, darkest personality traits, you know?
Well, and I'm thinking it's going to start a lot of conversations. I mean, right away, I think about a purse story I have. I'm guessing anybody who's ever owned a purse, and that's most every woman and a few men, have to have a story. Don't you have one, Debbie?
Yes. I had a boyfriend who called my purse the dreaded bag. And he said, if you're ever a survivor on the show, take Debbie and her purse.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be able to survive anything.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but I probably had anything you needed to survive in that purse.
Mm-hmm. That's why you carried it with you all the time. And Debbie, are you a grandma?
Yes. Matter of fact, I'm a great-grandma, and I'll be a great-grandma twice in June.
Oh, wow. But I'm guessing your purses come in handy when you have grandchildren around. First your children, and then your grandchildren.
Yes.
They're always
helpful to have little trinkets and treats in there for the grandkids.
And I'm guessing they want to go through grandma's purse to see what's in there. What fun. Now, Debbie, you do programs, I think, on a regular basis. Is that true?
Yes. And starting on Monday, the 29th, we are having our annual open season. And we've been doing this for years. And we offer free ice cream sundaes, and you can come in to the museum. It's always free of charge, but a goodwill donation is always requested if you have it. And it's kind of something new. We got some new carpet. We painted. But once you walk into the museum, even though we did those changes and that, it's like stepping back in time.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting June 3rd, we're open every weekend through Labor Day on Saturday and Sundays from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay, that's good to know that it's on that kind of regular basis. But I want to go, the ice cream sundaes are just on Sunday, are they not?
Well, that's just for our annual opening.
Oh, okay. Okay, not every Sunday.
No, and they're free, and you can eat as much ice cream as you want.
Okay, so the date, that opening date for the Sunday on Sundays is which date?
That, well, starting June 3rd.
Okay.
It'll be every Saturday and Sunday for
okay.
the rest of the summer.
Okay.
The memorial opening day is Monday the 29th of
okay.
May.
Okay.
And usually we have, during the year, we have a special program like the personality on the third Sunday of
mm-hmm.
every month. But in June, we're having a special event, and it's lasting the whole month. And it's called Here Comes the Brides.
Oh.
We are having a display of vintage wedding dresses, and some are older than 100 years old. And they will be up along with wedding photos and marriage certificates. Anything to do with a wedding will be that whole month. So you can come any Saturday or Sunday in the month of June, and you can see this glorious display that our curators have set up for the museum. And I want to thank Barb Birch Butcher, Julie Young, Jay and Mary Pearson, because they're our curators, and they have worked very hard to have people donate their wedding dresses for this event. It's very exciting. And if you're getting married or been married in sometime in your life, it's kind of fun to look at how wedding dresses have evolved over the years.
Yes, and they certainly have. Do you have any black wedding dresses? Because that was, you know, in the old times, the wedding dresses were black.
I know that they have some surprises.
Okay.
I haven't seen. I'm not a part of wedding dresses.
I think they're keeping this kind of under wraps until it opens up in June, sounds like.
Yes, they're it's kind of a tight-lipped thing because we've never done an all month event like this before. It's usually just on the third
Sunday
of every month.
Well, you're just growing and doing a lot of different things. And as I recall, you were adding a new large piece of equipment, a fire truck or something?
We do have a fire truck. It's a 1938 fire truck that some men through the Historical Society found it when they were, don't take this as the honest truth, this is what I've heard.
Well, a good story.
They said that when they were building the new Avoca Fire Station, they found this truck, and it was in a zillion pieces, and the fire people thought it was a piece of junk, but these guys diligently put it back together, and it's all together.
Thank goodness for people who are willing to do that kind of work.
And it's stored in my garage, because I have 7 garages at my house, and we take it out for special occasions, and usually it wins a prize when it's in any parade.
Well, I would think so, because...
It's really unique to see something that was in a zillion pieces, now a beautiful, you know, restored fire truck.
Very special, Debbie. And how many rooms are there in the museum?
There's one big room, and then there's a back room that right now stores a lot of the school pictures from the schools around here, and it has a lot of military things.
Okay.
Matter of fact, we do a program for the 6th graders, and they come into the museum, and they have their iPads, and there's certain questions the teachers have given them, and they have to find the answers mm-hmm. and where it was located in the museum. And we have an old picture of a Civil War soldier. And come to find out, I believe she's the great-great-granddaughter of the person in the picture. Mm. And I thought that was kind of thrilling. It was thrilling for me because I thought, that's kind of neat that you can go someplace and see your family history.
You bet. So, Debbie, remind us, the museum is going to be open Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4, starting June 3rd, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and there is no particular fee, but donation is always welcome. And where do we find the museum in Avoca?
The museum is at 504 North Elm Street in Avoca, Iowa. And if you're coming from Atlantic, you can take the 80, get off at the 59, take the 59 South, right past Dollar General. You'd make a right and just follow it down, and you'll see us on the right-hand side.
Okay. Well, we all need to come visit the Avoca, Sweet Vale of Avoca Museum. And we want to thank you very much, Debbie King, for highlighting a lot of the special things that are going on. And until next time, here's a thought. Opportunity does not waste time with those who are unprepared.